Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
40 years ago this month, the United Nations General Assembly adopted Resolution 3379, which declared the Jewish people's national aspirations to live in their ancient homeland to be a form of racism. On that day, 104 UN delegates acted without conscience. But two ambassadors, Daniel Patrick Moynihan from the United States and Chaim Herzog from Israel, joined together to condemn this blatant expression of bigotry. The resolution was finally revoked in 1991. In a speech marking the anniversary of the infamous UN resolution, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said, "Ambassador Moynihan understood that to equate the national movement of the Jewish people with racism and Nazism, as the resolution in fact did, was absurd. And even more than that, it was ominous because it sought nothing less than to grant a global license to hate." Ambassador Herzog declared that this single resolution, spurred by a coalition of racists and despots, risked undermining the core values of the United Nations itself. 40 years later, said Secretary Kerry, we are resolved to tell the world that we will condemn anti-Semitism and all forms of bigotry, no matter how their proponents attempt to cloak it in some false mantle of respectability. Today, Israel has fulfilled its vision of a thriving modern state in the historic homeland of the Jewish people. And it has built bridges around the world through education, culture, entrepreneurship, innovation, and alliances. Times may change, but one thing is certain. America's support for Israel and its security will never change, said Secretary Kerry. And that is why we stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel here at the United Nations and at every international forum. That is why we speak forcefully against efforts to delegitimize or unfairly target Israel for criticism or condemnation. And it is why we remain unwavering in our pursuit of a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.